With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More legal woes for social media platforms in Europe.
X is facing a new EU privacy investigation after its Grok chatbot generated non-consensual deepfake images on the platform. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says Grok has created and shared sexualized images of real people, including children. While X has added some limits to Grok, European authorities are still not satisfied. X also faces other probes in Europe. That includes Spain, which has ordered prosecutors to investigate X, Meta, and TikTok for alleged crimes related to AI-generated child sex abuse materials on their platforms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say the person who opened fire during a youth hockey game in Rhode Island targeted and killed his ex-wife and one adult son. Shooter wounded three others and later committed suicide. Authorities also say the gunman was a male who also lived as a woman. Economist Steve Moore urges President Trump to keep up the great work when it comes to the nation's economy.
All systems are go. We got a great inflation report on Friday showing inflation going headed down to the 2% target that the Fed and most economists agree should be the right target. And a monster jobs report the other day that showed very healthy job gains for the economy, more people entering the workforce, wages rising.
Minnesota authorities investigating claims immigration officer shattered a Mexican man's skull while taking him into custody. The man was yanked from a vehicle, at least that's what he says, and slammed down and then beaten. ICE says the man caused his own injuries when he tried to run while handcuffed and fell. This is SRN News. Yet more bad news concerning America's young adults. Here's Michael Harrington.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York politicians raising a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument after the Trump administration removed the symbol of gay pride from the LGBT landmark. Park Service quickly took the flag down again, and the Interior Department dismissed the incident as a political stunt, criticizing the city's Democratic leadership. Park Service says it's complying with federal guidance. This is SRN News. Golf's biggest name says he might return to the major that he's won more than any other.
Tiger Woods is not ruling out a return to the Masters. The 15-time major champion says that playing the first major of the year isn't off the table. Woods is coming off a year in which he didn't compete in a single tournament for the first time in his career. He had disc replacement surgery in October. Most of Woods' time is occupied in the PGA Tour boardroom as head of the committee reshaping the schedule. He has also put on hold being Ryder Cup captain again. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A quiet finish for stocks Tuesday. S&P 500 added 7 points, 68.43 for the day. Dow Jones was up 32 points, closing at 49,553, and the NASDAQ gained 31, closing the day at 22,578. More details, srnnews.com.